Hello and welcome to another episode of Digging Deep, a human angle and investigative program on Agidigbo 88.7 FM. My name is Zainab Sani. This week on the program, we examine the Oyo State government's response to flooding. The night Aba Onilu was thrown into mourning, Agidigbo FM told the story.
A 28-year-old man, Abiodun Adeleke, has died while rescuing some motorcyclists in Ibadan. Agidigbo FM gathers that Adeleke, a resident of Onilu at Moniya area of Ibadan, lost his life during the heavy downpour that was witnessed in Ibadan on Thursday. Mr. Adeleke died during the heavy downpour while helping some motorcyclists to cross the Asun Majano River. Chairman Onilu Central Landlord Association, Mr. Bukola Akintola, confirmed the incident on Friday.
A day later, the chairman of your state road maintenance agency, Oistroma, Mr. Kami Omudashiro, visited the community on behalf of the Oyo State Governor, Engineer Seyi Makinde. Mr. Mudashiro pledged that the administration would urgently look into the challenges of the community and ensure that they are solved.
The chairman of Oyo State Road Maintenance came here. His office is at Eleyele. So he came and he made promises to us regarding the road, that work will be done on it. He promised us that he will do it for us, that he will tie it from the place we turn into the bridge. That will be phase one.
Flooding is a natural disaster, but when it happens, what is the appropriate measure to be taken? Does the Oyo State government have a structure that sufficiently responds to issues of flooding? And where does government's promises to the people stand? A sample survey of thoughts from several residents of Ibadan revealed that while many think that the government has tried, there is a lot more that the Seyi Makinde-led administration could do better in its response to the problem of flooding.
My name is Majid Salam Olayemi. I really want to tell you a little experience about the floods, the disaster in Ibadan, most especially. I can say in Oyo State then, in Northern Oyo State, people living in Ibadan, some years back, can testify to what I'm saying. The disaster was so terrible that we lost a lot of lives, and it brought so many people wretched that we didn't pray that type of situation would come up again in our time.
My name is Adelo Kutosin. I want to comment about the issue of flooding in Oyo State. The government of Oyo State has been doing some things about it, but it is not enough. My experience about flood around Olodo area and around Olode, the event is so rampant, and that people are condemning the issue of flooding, and even is even disrupting the activities of people, even to go into their businesses. Going up and down has become so difficult because of this issue. I want the present government to take note of it and do a very important thing about it, so that people will be at ease and they will be able to go about their business with simplicity and even with free of mind.
Adeleke Adewale is my name. I want to say concerning the flood of this Oyo State, former governor tried in order to eradicate some flood in Oyo State. When we are talking about the Alakia Road, he tried near to Ebenezeri. He tried to channel the road in order to avoid the flood, because that road already take many lives. We have some lives that have already dead. We have many people that flood have claimed their lives. But the former governor tried in order to clear the road in order to save many lives. When we are talking about the present governor of this Oyo State, he tried in order for that Muradeyi Ogbere I was told that they tried to channel some areas there in order to claim. We have some road, some waters there, some that claim some lives. Many floods, many people lives have taken, but they came through to local government. They intervened to them in Muradeyo side in order to claim, to clear the channel that make the flood to go easily. But when we are talking about this Elika side, present governor tried a lot there because we have one bridge there. He tried to create another bridge for us. We have two bridges and tried to create channel for the water to go for the flood, because the flood came from Olodo and claimed many lives. When we are talking the lives that that flood have already taken, we can say like 200 lives. But we thank him for that, because flood of this Oyo State, but we personally want to enhance him, His Excellency, in order to do more, in order to satisfy people more than they are expected. Because we are focusing on him in order to do more than we are expected. We pray that God will help him to do more in Jesus' name.
The Nigeria Meteorological Agency, NIMET, had during its seasonal climate prediction, held on February 2nd, 2021, predicted that a normal to above normal rainfall for the country would be the case, and followed this up with advisories on the socio-economic impacts. According to the prediction, high volume and high intensity rainfall is expected. These are capable of faster saturation of the soil, making it difficult to hold more volume of rainfall, hence excess runoffs with the ability to flood the environment. A climate expert and research assistant with the University of Ibadan, Buluwaga Olaomo, in a chat with Agidigbo FM, explains that the climate deterioration has played a huge role in the heavy rainfall witnessed in recent times.
Look at what are the root causes. I mentioned that it's climate change, and what are the things responsible for climate change? Human activity, we call them anthropogenic activity. You see that more people are coming into the urban areas, which is leading to deforestation, cutting down of trees, which is leading to more waste being generated. You know, so many things are leading to climate change. And then, again, top of it is the use of fossil fuel, burning of fossil fuel across the world, which is releasing carbon emissions or greenhouse gases into the atmosphere, causing climate change that is leading to this flood and some other that we
explained. He notes that government needs to factor in all the issues when responding to the problem of flooding, and further clarifies that merely dredging is not enough.
To address this, we should look beyond just dredging our waterways. We should look beyond just making or creating sensitization or creating awareness. There are some things that they should do, and this also includes looking at how, in case of deforestation, how can we replace the deforestation that we are doing, deforestation that is taking place, right? Okay, we call that afforestation. When you cut down a tree, when there is a need for you to cut down a tree, you look for a way also to also replace it, to also grow back another tree, if possible, more than one. Again, also look at how we can manage and control our waste. Right from the generation of the waste, nothing should actually be a waste in the real sense of it. But we are not managing and controlling our waste very well.
Let's return to Onilo community. While farmers are happy when the rains come, residents of this community are thrown into a dilemma with nowhere to run.
Most dwellers usually vacate their house and they normally return when the flow is under control. So it has been a threatening.
On getting to the community, mother of the late Abiodun Adeleke refused to speak to us. She was tired of the constant media interviews without any intervention.
There is no one, as they have been coming to ask. One person that came, a young lady like you, she said they should take her to the river. She said they should take her to where my child was buried. They did all, but we didn't see any outcome from it. They said they will fix the river. They will name.
She later opened up, lamenting that government claims to have fixed the bridge that led to her son's death, going by the reports they had seen online, when in fact nothing had been done.
They said they would fix the river. They would name the street after Abiodun Adeleke. The next thing we saw was that they brought a signed publication that they had done it without doing anything. It is not long since the incident happened. They did it and showed it online. We saw it on the phone that they had fixed the river and did everything. I don't know who did it, but they published it online that they have done it. In fact, on the day they posted it online, we called our chairman when he saw it on the phone, and it was immediately that he debunked it, that he didn't do anything. Maybe it's another one else they did that they are claiming they have done, and they put the boy's name on it without doing anything.
Our correspondent asked if she was sure, and she replied in the affirmative. Chairman of the community, Mr. Akintola Olubukola Adeyemi, explains this further.
Nothing has been done, but until now, the bank of the river is still the same as before, and the rain has not stopped falling. Even as we are talking, the rain is about to fall. May God continue to cause the rainfall to be pleasant on all of us. Now, every time the rain falls, nobody, both young, old, male and female, has the opportunity to cross the river to the other side. The other side is called Onikankan. Over 10,000 people live in that Onikankan. The villages there are about 11. Onikankan, Oloshe, Koka, Adisa, Mele, and so on. I can even begin to mention all the 11 villages one by one. Now, whenever the rain falls, no one among them would be able to sleep in their homes that day because the river would be full, overflooding the bridge and making easy passage difficult for the people. So we have that challenge on one hand. But now particularly, our plea is because students have resumed to school.
Beyond the flooding, the road leading to the community is in such a bad state and has led to several accidents.
Bad road state. You would even have seen the challenges you faced while plying that road on your way there. The road is not motorable at all. Even the motorcycle we ride, many landlords have slid off the road with multiple injuries as a result of the bad road. Some people are even home-ridden and unable to come out of their homes because of injuries in their legs caused by the bad road. So we have a great challenge with regard to the road for many of us who live in this area. The people who have vehicles cannot come home with their cars. Even when we take bike at the garage, the charge is hiked from a normal 15 naira to 200 naira because of the deplorable state of the road. And even when we agree, it's either the bike slits off the road or trips into a gully and we all fall. So we are appealing to the Oyo State Government and Governor Seyi Makinde to come to our aid in Onilu and Onikankan. We have measured the road and he has promised to help us fix it. He promised to reconstruct the bridge and fix the road. We use this medium to remind him about all of this. Thank you.
Government has in fact not fulfilled its promise to them, nor does it appear that the work there is a priority, as no repair has commenced and a timeline hasn't been given.
School child have resumed, little child and secondary school students. If rain falls, these children will not have the opportunity to go to school again this year.
So
and that is how it happens every time. So we are begging the government to help us concerning this. After this step, the council chairman has come to check it. The councillor for Ward 5 has also come to check it. We have only heard words from all of them. We have not seen any changes concerning the bridge up till now.
The incident at Aba Onilu happened less than a month ago, and perhaps government will respond soon. But communities across Oyo State continue to complain that the state government's response to flooding has not been encouraging. Olunloyo community has a flood problem that is more than 10 years old.
My name is Honorable Olagbade Akin, aka Are. I came from Olunloyo, exactly as Ayidari Premier General Olunloyo Ibadan. It's over a decade ago.
The people who live in the surrounding areas of the Ario River cannot sleep in their communities whenever the rain starts, out of fear that the river will overflow.
The most threatening river at our area is Ario. It cut across about 6 or 7 communities. If I say Yola Sunde, Ario Main Market, the Midway Widiran 2, Oluwatofarati, Aduotoluwa, and Ifedapo Apete Asia community. Whenever there is any downpour, we usually experience each loss of property and life at times because the river always overflow its bank, and this caused major disaster. Even it affects the dwellers that whenever there is any rain, most dwellers usually vacate their house and they normally return when the flow is under control. So it has been a threatening.
Houses and market stalls have been destroyed, destabilizing families and disrupting source of livelihood.
Our people are suffering much. We encounter loss of life, property, and even if you reach Ariona, the CAC, CAC pastor, JJ, the house has been breaked by the river. Even the tar road has been upturned by the flood. It's really caused serious damages. It affects the market people at Ariyo and all the suburb because most of the area are within the riverine side. So it affects us much, and
we were able to interact with the special advisor to the Oyo State Governor on Environment, Mr. Ademola Aderinto, and they attempted to clarify some of the issues.
So does the Oyo State government have any post-flooding disaster policy or management system in place to assist communities and survivors?
Yes, of course. If anyone is a victim of flooding, it comes on the state government to see what it can do to assist and put the... When I say state government, anyway, it's all-encompassing. The local government, too, will have their own part, too. And if it's something that's beyond them, then it can escalate it. The government would... As a state government would never leave its people to suffer anything. So when there's any emergency anywhere, there is always a plan on ground to ensure that we get them back to life again and give them a new lease of life.
So in Oyo State, say this year, 2021, we have had a few communities that have had to deal with issues of flooding. Okay. I know of this community in around Ajibode. They came here a few weeks ago. I can't remember the name of the community right now. But they were here a few weeks ago. And then we also had the Abauni Luatmonia, where the flood, in both places, people were killed by flood. Entire communities have been sacked. Okay. Has anything been done for these communities? Have steps been taken to ensure that there is either not a reoccurrence and that these people can get back on their feet?
Well, you see, when community have issues, thank God for what radio stations like Agidigbo FM is doing. You are open to every one of them. They come with their issues. But I also want to say that it's also good when they ensure that they take some due process in ensuring that they get government's attention. I know the radio is a very good system of approach to everybody. But of course, there should be a formal thing, you know. They should write. The community can approach, write or approach. I wouldn't want to be specific about writing, because a distressed person may say, I'm distressed, you're telling me to write. But they can approach. We now have government in levels. They have ward councillors, they have local government chairmen, they are the first respondents to them because they are closer to them. You don't say, oh, because we have flooding. Of course, if it's a massive thing, of course, you have His Excellency Governor Shehi Makinde coming around to see whatever he can do to come around and see how to help the situation. But the first respondents, the ward councillors, the local government chairman, they come first to see what is happening, and they provide the first palliative to give them a new lease of life. So why I can't really tell of those people's status, the communities you mentioned of their status, is because if they had been taken care of...
I mean, in one of them, we had Oyce Roma, the chairman of Oyce Roma, go visit, you know, to represent Governor Shehi Makinde. Okay. But it doesn't appear that anything else has happened since then. They have way. I mean, coming here to come and cry about how their communities is in shambles, nothing is being done, their livelihoods have been lost.
So I'm saying if nothing has been done, then let's check if they've got across to their local. Of course, their local government chairman too would have reached out to them. So everything takes a process to happen. There's no ready-made money to help, but you see, each time there is a need, it's escalated if it's above them, and then in not too long time, I want to believe those communities, whatever help can be given to them, your state government would not relent in doing that.
Mr. Olaomo, the expert we spoke to earlier in reaction to this, notes that a lot more could be done than what's currently obtains.
They are trying, I won't say they are not trying, but there is more to be done, really. There is more to be done. And, you know, we live in a society where we have a lot of policies that are not well implemented. And your state falls into one or so, because even all the policies we have, not just as regards environment, social protection, economic development, if all of the policies are well implemented, I'm sure that our states and our country will not be effective today. So whatever policy that the state already has, that the state has put in place, I'm sure there is more to be done in ensuring that it is well implemented. Some of them are getting well implemented. I wouldn't want to go into the issue around urban flood management and the controversies around it. It might not be really needed in this conversation. But it's one of the pointers to how the state is handling the issues of environment, floods, and the like.
But Mr. Aderinto insists that governments will reach everybody in due time.
To restate that, you know, if someone is saying that, well, we have reached out to the local governments, but yeah, they are not responding to us, and we have done all that we should, okay, where do we go from here?
There is no local government, or there is no government. This present government of His Excellency Governor Seyi Makinde will respond to everybody. It's just a matter of time, because it takes planning. Government uses planning to achieve all its plans. Now, like, you know, if there's a place where there is flooding and, you know, the problem is they need their culvert, or they need a culvert there, a very big culvert or bridge there, and it's not something that could be captured in this year's budget, what we could do is to go and do some palliative, maybe dredge the river near the existing culvert, and then for next year we can try to make provisions in the budget. Government forgets none. Governor Seyi Makinde's government would not forget or forsake any citizen or any resident of Oyo State.
But really, how much time does government have when residents live in perpetual fear of what could happen next?
As for the state, we believe that His Excellency Engineer Seyi Makinde has heard, and he told us the other day that it is possible for the governor to come and visit the place of the incident, but we know he has heard the news. The chairman of your state road maintenance came here. His office is at LALA. So he came and he made promises to us regarding the road, that work will be done on it. He promised us that he will do it for us, that he will tie it from the place we turn into the bridge. That will be phase one. We also have taken some steps. We have written and submitted some letters 3 days ago to secretariat. Up to now, we are expecting positive feedback from all these efforts that we have put in place. We beg them in the name of God. They should not allow water carry us away over there. They should help us. Mercy and the assistance of the government is what we want. The government should have mercy on us at Aba Onilu, Onikenken, Mele, Oloshe, Koka. They should help us. Concerning the road when you were coming,
so we are imploring both the local, state, and the federal government to please come to our aid. You know, we are peasant people, less privileged one. We don't have money to face this thing, and it's threatening us much. Please assist us to help us call on the, though the local government is trying its own capability, but we still need more of the assistance so that we be of a rest of mind.
While it is acknowledged that government could be overwhelmed and is trying its best to reach everyone, the safety of citizens remain a priority at every point in time. And according to the experts, a structured disaster response and laid down procedure would go a long way in minimizing incidences of flooding and bringing relief to residents of various affected communities. We have now come to the end of this week's episode of Digging Deep on Agidigbo 88.7 FM. If you have any story or investigative tip for us, reach us on 0813-663-3938. This episode of Digging Deep was produced by Zainab Sani. She was assisted by Abigail Adetoyinbo, Adebayo Are, and Ola Makondrola. The executive producer is Adebayo Yusuf Gray. I am Zainab Sani.